It's heavy too. These big clear glass.
You used to carry what kind of bucket to, you know, what kind of thing would you carry to take the stuff out of the pig?
Oh, well, that was a slop bucket.
Slop bucket.
Yeah. The stuff that a hog would eat that was waste from the kitchen was dumped over into a bucket, and it just might be any kind of a bucket. But anyhow, that was a slop bucket.
Yeah.
And then if you were going to feed him something extra, like shorts or rice polish or something, well, you'd put that in there and put some water in there and stir it up and take that and pour it over to him.
What do you use maybe to pour some of the narrow mouth?
Well, you use funnels when they finally got the funnels, but you can take an old gourd and cut the tip end of the neck off and part of the gourd, and it makes a good funnel.
You said you used to hunt squirrels, right?
Yeah.
You still do.
Oh, yeah. Just need a change.
What type do y'all have around here?
We got the fox squirrel and the little cat squirrel. The little cat squirrel is a little gray squirrel.
Uh-huh.
And you got a red fox squirrel. He's not a dark red, but he's between a red and a gray.
Yeah.
And then we got some of these fox squirrels now, out of the same bunch, will be coal black. He'll have hair just like the other one, but it'll just be black. And I have saw a few squirrels that were just almost silver color.
Yeah.
I killed one over there one year, and then my son killed one in the creek over here that was just almost a silver color.
You ever seen one that maybe looked like a kind of a squirrel, but it didn't climb trees? A little old thing ran along the ground?
No.
Don't get that view.
No, we don't have that. We got the cat squirrel and the fox squirrel, and we got a flying squirrel here. He's about like a rat, small rat.
Yeah.
Bigger than a mouse, but, he can spread his wings out, and the skin goes from one leg to the other, and that thing can jump out of one tree here and just make a pitch out yonder, and then when he wants to, well, he can just raise them front legs there, and he'll just pitch up and catch on the side of a tree. Yeah, he can just go from one tree to another and never touch the ground. And go pretty good ways, too. I had a pecan tree out there, and they got to eating on them so bad. I got to going out there at night, and you can hear them whittling on the pecans.
Yeah.
So I took the 22, and at first, I thought that their eyes wouldn't shine, but they do. And I kept on until I found some. And then I got to noticing that his stomach is white enough with pretty good light. Well, you can just see his old stomach up there.
Yeah.
And I got to killing them as they come in. And you can run them all out, shooting into them, and then just back up to the side next to the timber and just stand there with your lights on the pecan tree, and directly you just see one just pitching out of the timber, coming back and landing in the pecan tree.
Hmm.
He's not afraid of a lot.
Now, that kind of bird you had maybe drill on a tree.
Woodpecker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your folks call that peckerwood?
Yeah. Peckerwood, and there's one kind they call a sap sucker. He pecks too. Yeah, he's smaller than the others. But no, we got a bunch of them. We got that little old one they call a sapsucker. Some people call them squib.
Yeah.
And then you got the old checkbird. He's a little bigger.